rejected claims that the election has been rigged.
The Islamic Republic never betrays the people's votes. The legal mechanisms in our country do not allow any cheating.
Ayatollah Khamenei advised all candidates to pursue their complaints through legal channels and put an end to the street rallies aimed at reversing the election results.
If political elites seek to violate the law, they will be responsible for any bloodshed and chaos. It's a wrong impression to think that by using street protests as a tool for pressure, they can compel officials to accept their illegal demands. This would be the start of a dictatorship.
Ayatollah Khamenei said Western governments showed their real face in the wake of Iran's election.
Today, top diplomats of several Western countries who had talked to us within diplomatic formalities are showing their real faces, and most of all, the British government.
He also commented on a quote from the U.S. president saying that Washington had been waiting for people to take to the streets. He slammed the White House and some European leaders for their interference in Iran's internal affairs under the guise of concerns over human rights.
Who is massacring people in Afghanistan? Who humiliated Iraq under its boots? Who finances Israel in Palestine? The massacre of at least 80 people of the Branch Davidian sect took place at a time when Democrats were in power. They were all burnt to death. Do you have any idea about what a human right is?
He called on people and politicians to be vigilant in the wake of foreign efforts to undermine people's confidence in the Islamic establishment.
Iran's Supreme National Security Council has warned that defeated presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi will be held accountable for the consequences of unauthorized protest rallies. The council has also urged Mousavi to refrain from, quote, any provocations or attempts to hold illegal rallies. It also says a network organized by certain groups affiliated to foreign powers is attempting to disturb public order and violate the rights of Iranian citizens. The council says security forces have been ordered to deal with the situation. Meanwhile, Tehran's governor Murtaza Tamadun says no permit has been issued for protest rallies by Mousavi supporters on Saturday.
The United States says it will not get involved in what's been happening in Iran following the June 12th presidential election.